Welcome to the Pelvic Floor Fit Podcast. My name is Dr. Emily, and I am a mama of three under three. I'm a pelvic health physical therapist, and I'm a certified pre and postnatal fitness coach. And it is my absolute passion to empower y'all to achieve a pain-free pregnancy, the birth of your dreams, and a confident postpartum recovery. Just a quick reminder about information that I share in this podcast. It is not intended to be taken as medical advice intended to diagnose or treat any illness or condition. You should speak with your healthcare provider about any of the topics discussed and how they may or may not pertain to you. While I am a pelvic health physical therapist and certified pre and postnatal fitness coach, we do not have a therapist-patient relationship or trainer-client relationship. I am so excited for you to hear from my guest today. Her name is Amy. She has such a diverse educational background, but she has a background in nursing. She does a lot with hormonal health these days. She does gut mapping. She does intracellular hormone testing, all sorts of things that are, to be completely honest, a bit over my head. So that's why I wanted to have her on to discuss how to approach fertility with a much more holistic view than a lot of traditional medicine tends to focus on. Her specialty is in getting ladies pregnant who are really struggling to conceive, but she certainly helps women in all stages of motherhood to optimize their health with a lot of tools that we may not be familiar with. So I can't wait for you to hear from her today.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I'm so sorry, you know,
no worries.
How it is with the baby.
I sure do. I was saying both of mine are sleeping right now. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Just motherhood life.
That's so funny.
but yeah, so tell everybody a little bit about you. I was telling them earlier that we've known each other since we were like seven. And so it was just crazy that we ran back into each other, and I was like, okay, my audience needs to hear about this because it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, so I'm currently an integrative health coach helping women optimize their fertility, whether they've been struggling or just are starting to try to conceive, which really involves balancing hormones, balancing minerals and vitamins in the body. And I got to this job through kind of a winding path, but I've always been interested in a little bit more natural approaches to illness, problems in our bodies, stuff like that. I have an aunt that's a functional medicine OB, so she was always kind of like whispering in my ear, like more natural stuff. But I knew that to go into this, I needed some sort of like solid background. So I actually went to nursing school, got a master's in nursing. I was a nurse for several years. I did women's health nursing and then also clinical trial nursing. And once I was in there, I realized it just really wasn't for me. And what I wanted was to actually help people heal rather than just taking care of them when they're sick or having a baby. And so I got my certification in integrative health practitioner, and here I am.
Yeah. Well, and I love that because I was saying before you hopped on, like, there's so much I had no clue about before I became a mom. Mm-hmm. And like, I just kind of stumbled into it because I was so depleted postpartum and was so miserable and was just seeking like anything that would help.
Yeah.
And so I came at this whole approach like from a very traditional standpoint, which, you know, definitely I'm grateful for modern medicine and there are definitely times when we really need those things, but it feels so limiting to me for like the options that are actually given for ladies who are struggling to conceive or even during pregnancy. I know from a pelvic health perspective, I'm like, oh my gosh, y'all deserve so much better support.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of the time, and not to bash on OB-GYNs, we love our OB-GYNs, but some of them are not very well educated on all of the options and all of the things that would be really supportive to their patients. And so I'd love to hear you speak a little bit more about like from, you know, someone who's been kind of on both sides of that aisle of traditional medicine and more holistic approaches. What are some things that you are doing now that a lot of ladies who just go to their OB-GYN who might be struggling with fertility maybe would be missing out on?
Yeah. So I think it's really important to note that you don't have to choose between like going to your doctor and like doing more natural holistic approaches. Because doctors don't have, your typical doctor doesn't have like a ton of coursework, knowledge and stuff like that on nutrition, on exercise. And so when people come to me, they kind of feel like, oh, I'm giving up on the medicine side of it. And I'm like, no, you're supporting your body so that that stuff will work better. So yeah, we really like work on optimization in that way. And like I struggled with fertility, which is kind of how I chose I was an integrative health practitioner, but I chose fertility because that's what I struggled with. And I have my own personal journey and have obviously done all of the research on that.
Yeah.
I knew personally, I didn't want to jump into medicating procedures, all of that stuff. And so what I worked on was diet, lifestyle, and exercise. So that when I got to the doctor side of it, I was ready. And then all I needed was like a little boost with some medication and I got pregnant.
That's awesome.
So, it really can be so complementary to each other. And it really is just changing. I mean, I do lab testing so that I can see for each individual person, like what eating, what exercise and stuff like that is going to nourish those hormones and those minerals and all of that stuff and balance in that way. Yeah. So you're just like constantly working towards balance, but there's sometimes a need for medicine as well.
Yeah. And I love like that there is such an objective component to it as well, because I know a lot of the time in the holistic world it can get really like generalized and feel kind of overwhelming, but the fact that you can have objective testing and say, hey, I'm seeing this, so that tells me we need to do this, and gives ladies like really clear guidance of how to proceed. And like you said, that it's not like an either or. That's something like I love when I get to work with a mama who is pregnant and not just postpartum. From the pelvic health side, because I'm like, I promise you, you're going to feel so much better throughout pregnancy. It's going to help support your birth. Like, I'm not going to contradict what your OB-GYN is saying, but like, we can work together to give you a better experience.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are like some of the things that you test for? Oh, sorry. I think my connection's kind of lagging.
Sorry. What was the question you asked?
What are some of the objective things that you test for, and how does that affect their fertility? Like, obviously you don't have to go into all of it, but like, give me kind of like some of your top ones that maybe would be helpful to hear about.
So all the testing that I do is called functional testing. So it's really looking at how the body works as a whole, whereas conventional lab testing is super helpful, but it's really looking at very specific, like if you're struggling with thyroid symptoms, you're going to look at your TSH, your T4, your T3, you know, like whatever. This is actually looking at how the body works together. So it's like a lot of biomarkers. It's a lot of things that like you wouldn't typically look at for, let's say you're trying to balance hormones. You want to look at the minerals and the vitamins that are inside of your body. You also want to look at how your gut is processing, like you're eating minerals and vitamins every day, right? If you eat food, hopefully you are. And, but you want to know, like, are those minerals and vitamins doing something in my body? Like, am I processing them in my gut? So you want to make sure the gut is healthy and that the membrane of your gut has tight junctions and you're not letting in toxins and stuff like that. So, a lot of my testing is looking at all of those pieces so that you know that what you're doing is working for you.
Yeah.
And I think I see a lot of in these like Facebook groups and on Instagram and stuff like that, people reaching out for help, like, I'm stuck. I haven't been able to conceive in a year or more, And I heard that like Vitex or Chase Berry Tree is going to help me, or that helped someone else get pregnant. But that might help you. But like, how can you know if A, your body can't process it, B, you don't know how your hormones are imbalanced.
Yeah.
So you need to like, I don't know. So specifically Vitex helps with progesterone, but what if your progesterone's fine? Then you're taking that needlessly. Like it doesn't make sense. So it really helps to know, to narrow down all of these. There's just advice and advice and advice that you can find on online or wherever. And so it really helps to narrow down what's going to work.
Yeah. And I love that a lot of your tests, like we've talked about, are so different than some traditional tests of like just doing, you know, simple blood work that shows like your estrogen, progesterone, et cetera. These are looking at more like intracellular levels and things that, I mean, I never appreciated, which is hilarious to me now because I have a degree in cell and molecular biology. Like I know this stuff, but
yeah,
it's not what's focused on. We just do simple blood tests. But if you understand the physiology and you really dive into like what these tests do, it makes so much sense why it would be like a missing piece for a lot of ladies who go in, they're having an issue and they kind of get, you know, a label slapped on them of like, here it is. And it's like, okay, but we could dig deeper. Like there are other things we could look at. There are other things we could address. And sometimes like getting to the actual root cause is going to be, like you said, more effective than just, you know, the typical first line approach, like in pelvic health, everything's Kegels. And it's like, okay, not everyone needs to do Kegels. Some ladies should very much not do Kegels. And I would tell them not to, but we oversimplify everything. And I think it's hard. Like I honestly feel for OB-GYN so much because they are so busy and they have to see so many patients in the amount of time, and their time is limited. They can't research everything. They can't be experts on everything. But that's where it makes me excited that there are so many practitioners like you and I who have different backgrounds who could say, okay, but like, let's supplement with this. Let's look at this. Let's support with this. Just to give like a really, really amazing, well-rounded experience.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that that's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, and tell me a couple of little, I know obviously you can't like share patient details or anything like that, but give me like some success stories that you've seen for like anybody who's like, gosh, I don't know, would this actually work for me? Because I know you have some epic ones.
Yeah. Totally. So I currently have a 100% success rate. Every single client that has come to me for fertility is currently pregnant or has had their baby, which just like gives me butterflies.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
That's awesome.
But I think, I mean, like, I love my success story.
Yes.
So I struggled with fertility for 3 years and was able to conceive second round of medication. Just with monitored cycles. By the time I got to the reproductive endocrinologist, I had eliminated all my symptoms of PCOS. I had decreased my testosterone, which is a symptom of PCOS having too many androgens in your body. Mm-hmm. So I decreased my testosterone by 47% and got it in normal range. I had decreased my insulin by about 50% to normal. So just like a lot of great metabolic health things that also served me through pregnancy. I had like an amazing pregnancy by the time I got pregnant because I had worked on myself so much and then had, like I would call it a decently, I think postpartum's hard, but like I had a decently easy postpartum, I would say. Just recovering and like getting mineral balance back, and I didn't have any significant skin issues or hair loss or, you know, like anything like that. So I think that's amazing that it like carried, you know, this health that I worked on for so long carried on through pregnancy, through postpartum and stuff. And then another success story that I love was I saw a couple, which I love working with the couples and like running tests on both of them and seeing, you know, where they're imbalanced and how we can like get them back to where they are so that they can see as a couple, because I think we often forget about the male's fertility. So this couple came to see me and they had been trying for about 18 months and had never seen a positive pregnancy test ever, had never seen a positive ovulation test ever, just like OPK, which is not the best way to see that, but still, it's discouraging when you don't see it forever. Yeah. And in 4 months of working with them, they conceived twins and just recently had their twins.
That's so cool.
Yeah, really incredible. And then I have several other successful stories that are, you know, currently pregnant or had their baby that it's just so exciting. But that's definitely my favorite is the twins.
Yes, I love that. Well, and it's really cool too, like when you really dive into it, like this doesn't just affect us. Even like I have been very fortunate that I haven't had a hard time getting pregnant or anything, but thinking about how much my mineral balance, my hormonal health, things like that affect my children's health. And even like I had prodromal labor with my daughter for 2 weeks and she showed up with some concerning markers for thyroid health when she was born. And fortunately it was just me that was way out of whack and she actually was fine.
Yeah.
We did follow-up testing, but it makes a big difference how we take care of ourselves, not even just for our own health, but for their health. There's a lot like that happens epigenetically that is like, it's like it'll affect your grandkids, the choices that you're making with your health. And obviously that's something that can become like really overwhelming, but I choose to try to take it as like a happy responsibility that the more you learn, the more you can be making positive choices for your family. We can't always know everything, but that's one of the great things about reaching out to practitioners like you who do have so many skills and tests and resources under their belt. And it's been so exciting to connect with you because I'm like, okay, I don't know the answer to this, but I know who does.
I know, it's so fun. And I can't wait to get pregnant again because, sorry, people are blowing up balloons in the kitchen and it popped.
Oh my God.
I had such bad SPD with my first pregnancy and what I got told by my OB was that's just normal. That's just a part of it. I'm so sorry. And it really affected my delivery. Like it affected everything. And so I'm just so excited to see you and like not have those problems.
Yeah. And it's so common. That's the hard thing. I mean, even like the fertility issues, like these are really common things, but common doesn't mean normal. Like just because it happens to a lot of people doesn't mean that there isn't a super simple solution. Like sometimes I'm sure you see ladies who it's like, it's not that they have to change every single thing about their whole life. Mm-hmm. It's like something small that makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
And that's like when it comes to pubic symphysis pain or SI joint pain, I have SI joint pain with every single pregnancy. That's just part of it. Even like early on, like very early on first trimester, but there are really, really simple solutions and we can stabilize your pelvis. It's going to get you in a better position for birth. Postpartum recovery is going to be better. And it's not rocket science. Like we just need the support and education and it makes a huge difference. Yeah,
for sure. That's so cool.
Yeah. Well, it was so great having you on, Amy. And anybody who has any questions about any of these resources or how to work with you, please reach out because she has so many cool things in her tool belt. And I'll have to come on your account soon to talk about pubic symphysis pain and things like that and how we can fix them.
Yes, I would love that. I loved this. Yes. So fun.
This is a blast. Well, you have a great rest of your day, Amy. I know you're doing a birthday party.
Yeah.
Really soon. I'm guessing.
My daughter turns one tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
It's the coolest.
It's crazy. Coolest.
My little girl just turned one Christmas morning and it's like, how are you one already? But it's so much fun.
That's a special birthday.
Yes. It is. Well, you have a great rest of your Friday and everybody is so great to see y'all. And we'll chat soon.
Bye, Emily.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pelvic Floor Fit podcast. It is my absolute honor to empower, educate, and inspire you mamas to have the most amazing motherhood journey possible. If this was helpful for you, please leave me a 5-star review and send this to a mama who needs to hear it.